Welcome to the Elliot Jolish Hour. Elliot is the business therapist, giving you access to the greatest business minds in the world. Elliot and his sources provide insight to help your business maintain a healthy life. It's therapy for your business, and it starts now. Here's Elliot Jolish.
Elliot Jolish, I am the business therapist. You're listening to the Elliot Jolish Hour on Home Times Radio. And I want to thank everybody for joining me today. We have a fantastic show. I've got a great guest who will be joining me here in a little bit. Wanted to remind everybody what exactly this show is all about. This show is for you. This show is going to help you build your business. It's like I'd like to tell my clients, I want to help you work on your business, not work in your business. Because until you're working on your business, you can't improve your business. It just doesn't work that way. So the ideal scope is to step out of working in your business and work on your business. So how do we do that? Well, as I said, I'm a business coach, a business therapist. I work with companies of all shapes and sizes to help them get to that next level, whatever that level may be. And it will go through different steps. A lot of times we'll talk about goal planning, a very important part of getting started in this business. To give you an idea, what do I mean? There are 65 days. I know 65 days left in this year. And this is the time that you need to look at your current numbers, what your goals have been, review them, determine where you are on track. If you've already surpassed them, that's great. You should have already set new goals for the rest of this year. If you're close to them and you think you'll be on target, great. But if you're behind and you need to re-figure out why you're missing them, that's the time to sit down and analyze what's working and what's not working. At the same time, it's time to start looking at 2016. You need to have those goals set up so that January 1, you hit the ground running and you know exactly what you're trying to do. Now, how do you do that? Well, as I identify you, we help you identify. And we'll talk about it here over the next several weeks, but we'll continue discussing it. We talk about SMART goals. What is a SMART goal? A SMART goal is very specific. It's going to have a very hard information on it. It's going to have a time limit on it. It's going to have all sorts of information that we'll go into a lot more detail as we get closer to the end of the year. So I'm looking forward to working with you all today. We'll talk about goals, but more importantly, I have invited a guest. He'll join us here at the first break from SMD Accounting Services, Sean Duncan. He's a CPA, and he provides business services to clients of all sizes. He's been growing his business. He's been in the accounting world, I believe, for over 20 years. He's a fascinating individual, a good friend. And we've worked together on talking about where we think businesses should be going. And we concentrate on smaller businesses is a lot we do. My sweet spot, of course, is a small business owner, probably less than 30 employees, ideally making over $1 million. But I work with all sizes of entrepreneurs. I'll work with startups, but they're a special individual and they take special requirements. So that's another story for maybe another show at another time if we want to talk about how – really from a fresh startup business. But I like to look at the goal setting, and we'll step back. And one of the things I brought Sean on for here, and he'll join us to say at the break, is to understand what's the role of an accountant and a CPA. Why you need one? Why you as an individual business owner cannot do your work and get to that next level without help from an accountant? You've got to have the appropriate professional staff on staff, you might say. You know, whether they don't have to work, they don't have to be your employees, but they have to be contracted. You have to have an agreement with them, and that calls for an accountant, that calls for an attorney, may call for a business insurance attorney or a business insurance person, depending on the type of work you're in. There's all sorts of areas that has to be looked at. But let's go back. First of all, it's a great day here. We had a little bit of rain over this weekend that we needed desperately, so that's helped the area. It's nice and warm out again, though we're starting to get into the cold weather. But that cold here is a different situation than cold up in the Northeast. So that being said, again, I look forward to hearing from y'all. Feel free to reach out and send me email at questions@ecjgroup.com. Check my website out at ecjgroup.com, and we'll be happy to answer any questions you might have, if not on this show, on future shows. So when we go back and talk about starting a business, or if you've been in business, and one of the concerns I've got is that based on the U.S. government's definition of a small business, any company that has 500 employees or fewer is classified as a small business. That means like 96% of all businesses are classified as small businesses. It's a surprising number. And that number is a few years old. I'm going to have to, over the next week, maybe I'll see if I can get some updated numbers, because I think that's from 2013. The sad news is that, and it's a high number, it's 85 or 88% of all businesses fail in the first 5 years. And unfortunately, I've seen it here. I've seen businesses that are open and closed inside of 6 to 7 months because they didn't have the necessary pieces in place to stay operational, to understand what was necessary. And it's one of those big, and of course, if you come see me, you've been in business 6 months and you come see me and you're running out of money, I can't help you. I mean, that's why I say when I work with a startup, there's very special requirements. But a business that's already currently running, that's been operational for several years, maybe stagnant a little bit because you're not growing like you think you should be. That's my sweet spot. That's an area that I like to sit down and work with and help look through and figure out what's working and what's not working. I'm going to say in about 8 out of 10 cases, the biggest issue is going to be marketing, and that's a huge topic that we'll address in another show here down the road here as we turn the corner into 2016. We'll also talk in a lot more detail about goal setting and what you should look for in setting your goals. How do you define a goal? It all boils down to making sure that your mission and vision are on task and that your goals have to align to your mission and vision. These are all very important factors, and it's all part of the. And even if you've been in business for 4 or 5 years, I tell people you've got to revisit. None of this is static. I was on a mastermind call with a group of other coaches that we have a mastermind group, and we actually created a subgroup here just recently, and we had our first meeting today to talk about strategic planning. Now, does every business need a strategic plan? From the definition of a full-fledged strategic plan, I would say no. But the pieces that are involved in a strategic plan are extremely helpful for you as a business owner to understand where you're going. And the other issue is, to my way of thinking, if you've been in business for more than 5 years and or you have more than 50 employees, you absolutely have to have a strategic plan. And it has to be a living, working plan. It can't be static. It can't be a document that you've got 3 or 4 years ago and it's sitting up in the shelf collecting dust. That's what happens to most strategic plans. You get in, you get the work done, you look at it, oh, this is nice, and it goes in the shelf and you never see it again because you never pull it down. My rule of thumb is a strategic plan, certainly the operational portion of it should be sitting on your desk so you see it every day so that you can work those numbers, so you can understand what's working, what's not working, and do the appropriate course corrections. That's the kicker, the appropriate course corrections before you get too deep down that wrong path. I've got one client I've been working with. I keep trying to keep him out of rabbit holes, and he keeps going down new rabbit holes, and then he's wondering why he's not moving forward. And the problem is because he keeps going down these rabbit holes instead of focusing on one thing and getting it done. And there's some other issues that haven't worked out the way he had expected, but some of these you have to plan for and you have to be prepared for. One of the biggest things I always see in a new startup is most startups are underfunded. And the other problem I see with most startups is that there is no mission or vision, and there's no unique value proposition, nothing that makes you special. What do I mean by that? Okay, so you're a carpet cleaner. What makes you better than all the other carpet cleaners in your area? That's what you have to come up with. Why would somebody call you up and use your services versus the ABC carpet cleaners down the block? And, you know, I tell you to look in the Yellow Pages, but nobody knows what the Yellow Pages are anymore. Yes, I'm that old. So we'll say when you Google, if you go to a local Google and you Google carpet cleaners, what pops up? You know, you'll probably get a page full. You got 15 or 20. And you as a small business owner may be ranked in the first one, or you may not be. However, with the appropriate SEO, with the appropriate working of marketing, you can be ranked number one or certainly on the first page, and that's your goal, to be on the first page. Because if you're not on the first page, most people will never look on the second page. Now, how do you go about do that? There's lots of opportunities to do that. We've had a couple of sessions on SEO. I suggest go back and listen to the archives, and we'll probably do another SEO section here. I'll do another SEO probably first part of next year, sometime maybe in January. We'll get John, my SEO guru here, to come back on and talk to us about what's new, because everything changes constantly. So in just a few minutes here, we're just coming up on getting ready for a break, but and then I'll have Sean Duncan will be joining us again. He's a CPA with SMD Consulting and Accounting. We'll talk about why a small business has to have a CPA. We'll talk about some of the different setups that a small business owner needs to consider, not just taxes, but bookkeeping and all of those ugly things that people don't like to talk about. You cannot wait till the end of the year to worry about those things, because first of all, taxes are due in April, and if you don't have that reporting structure in place, you don't know what your business is really doing. Just because you have money in the bank does not necessarily mean you're making money. So that's one of those issues we'll talk about with Sean, and talk about different structures, what a CPA can do and can't do. And we'll break here now for some announcements, and then we'll come back and Sean will be joining us. You're listening to The Elliot Jolish Show. I am Elliot Jolish, and you're listening on Ohm Times Radio. We'll be back right after these messages.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Ohm Times Radio. IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Ohm Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Ohm Times endeavor. Host your show with Ohm Times Radio Network.
Come heal yourself. What is healing? Healing is nothing but connecting to your all-knowing higher self that already has solutions to all your problems and is always there to guide you. Through this show, we help you to connect with that you are and help you realize the innate potential you have to heal every aspect of your life. So come heal yourself every Tuesday, 11 a.m. Eastern, with your host, Monica Goyal. Namaste.
Hi, this is Angela Levesque, host of Entanglement Radio. Join me Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern for inspiring conversations with visionaries in spiritual science and conscious healing. Entanglement Radio, Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern. Transcendent talk for the conscious mind.
Simone Millicis would like you to know that business can be fun, which is why she wrote the book, Joy of Business. What if you could have the joy of business rather than the stress and struggle? Most of the time, the only thing stopping you from a thriving business is you. In the Joy of Business book, Simone gives you access consciousness tools and pragmatic ways to get out of your own way and to create the business, life, and living you know is possible and beyond what this reality says is achievable. Business is joy. It's creation. It's generative. It can be the adventure of living. You can purchase your copy of the book through Amazon or Joy of Business website, www.accessjoyofbusiness.com. Conscious media for conscious minds. Ohm Times.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Elliot Jolish. You're listening to the Elliot Jolish Hour on Ohm Times Radio. And joining me for this section here is Sean Duncan with SMD Consulting and Accounting. Sean, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, we're glad to have you here. Sean, just for a couple of minutes, let's give a little background about yourself. We'll talk about your company in a minute, but tell me a little bit more about Sean.
Sure. So I'm a CPA up in Frisco, got 3 kids, and we're coming into our 10th year of our firm. This is actually the 20th year in accounting. And the whole premise of the firm, why I started the firm, was because I found a lot of small business owners didn't get the advisors. Yeah, CPAs and preparers were amazing. Really, I felt like I needed to do more. I couldn't just fill out forms and reach out because I had to actually get out there and help people out. So between juggling soccer schedules and martial arts and everything else I could do with the kids and the business, that pretty much fills up my week.
Well, that's good. So, and I missed in there. How many kids you got?
Three.
Three.
Three, 8, 7, and 4. So we were exhausted all the time.
Yes, sounds like a busy day and busy weeks too.
Absolutely.
So I'm looking at your business card here, of course, and you and I've known each other here for two or three years now, I think.
Yeah, sounds about right.
And I look on the back here, and I look at all of these things that are listed on the back of your card, and I'm going to read them for everybody here. I mean, on the back of his business card is tax preparation, bookkeeping, growth strategy and planning, process documentation, compensation analysis, cash flow analysis, profitability consulting, tax strategy, business plan development, succession planning, process improvement, cost segregation, product cost development, financial modeling, and I'm just tired reading them.
And you know, it's funny, that's only part of it, but that's sort of the buzzwords that summarize the biggest items.
So for a small business owner, what does that all mean? Other than when they first read that, it says, oh my gosh, that sounds expensive.
You know, actually what it is when you start a business, you just don't know what you don't know. And everybody knows they need a CPA to prepare tax returns. A lot of people will turn to their CPA, but really what you want is an advisor. You want somebody that's going to sit down and explain things and go over what your plans are. A big part of when you have a business, it's not just about I started a business down here. Where are you going with it? And where you're planning on going with it then dovetails into, okay, how can I help? As simple as exactly how we choose your entity. It can be more complex about how do you want to pay yourself 30 years from now when you hike on the beach. And that's what all of those buzzwords mean. It's how do we make your business fit what you need and be that advisor? Because normally you get that at the big you're a gigantic $100 million a year company, those advisors falling out of the sky trying to come help you. But if you're a small startup, a growing business, and you make less than $10 million a year, there's really a shortage of advisors that get out there and get after people as an advisor role, not just a repair role. And that's the void we're looking for.
Okay, great. So let's start with you got a new business, you got a business owner, you got somebody that's been in business, we'll say 3 to 5 years, might have 10 employees and, you know, making $500,000 to $1 million a year. And what would you tell them? Why would they need you?
You know, want to make the $1 million to $2 million a year. It's all about the plan of where you go. Or it could be something as simple as they do it to their $500,000 a year and they've done it by working 90 hours a week. And that's not really sustainable. It could be as simple as tax returns. You know, how do I pay less to the IRS? Put your debt in there. How do I capture more profitability on my business? It's really my role is as a business consultant. I happen to be a CPA, and that essentially is when you run a business, you're doing it because you have a purpose. You want to provide family. You want to make more money. You want to retire young. Whatever the goal is, there are tax strategies. And so my job is essentially that person that makes $500,000 a year. You start with the basics, make sure they got the financials that they need in order. Then you go to, okay, how can we minimize the tax on this? And then it's life-work balance and efficiency and maximizing profitability and really working closely hand-in-hand with them on their goals with their financial advisor, their coach, and their banker, working as part of that team to get them to get whatever their goal is. And your goal is totally different than mine. Understanding that can be more than just filling out tax forms.
Okay, so client comes up to you or somebody wants to investigate using your services, where do you start with them from a tax standpoint? Do you start with them from, let's take a look at your business and see where you could benefit from our assistance? How do you go about determining what kind of services you would offer them?
You know, I usually let them kind of guide that, because we do a 1 hour new charge intro. So if somebody wants to come in and pick my brain, and I've also said that if you want to come in and pick my brain and go back to your CPA and use it, awesome. That's wonderful. We're still able to help. But it's, what is causing the pain? Where are you? 9 times out of 10, that's going to start with what you're doing. Because you don't typically pick up the phone and call us and give you advice just to say, hey, am I paying myself? You start with, oh my gosh, I got this letter. Wait, I don't understand how this tax work. I'm not structured the right way. So most of the time, they're coming in with tax and bookkeeping questions. But in the course of that meeting, I'll start to understand what they're doing and where they're going, and then decide, okay, well, there's other stuff that we need to provide. Or honestly, sometimes it's not what we need to provide. Maybe they don't need to be a lawyer or an insurance guy, but at least I was able to peg down what their issue was and track it. Most of the time, it is tax and bookkeeping. It's kind of a free call.
Okay, so we start with taxes. Well, let's talk a little bit about taxes and corporate structure. From a new business, if you've got a new business starting up, how would you determine, how would you suggest they go about in determining what their structure should be? Now, I know some of that might fall from an attorney standpoint, but my question, of course, from an accounting standpoint, there are a lot of issues there that need to be addressed as well.
Yeah. In fact, actually, every time you make an entity choice, you should have a conversation with both your CPA and your attorney. I've cleaned up messes that attorneys set up exactly the right legal structure, but then what they did is they caused so much pain and duress on a tax standpoint that they just, it's not what they're trained on. So every entity should be set up with the advice of both the attorney and CPA. And as far as me is sort of the broken record, where are you going with this? The guy that's trying to build a business in the public is completely different than the guy that is trying to build a business and hand it off to his kids or set up franchises, which is, hey, I just want to stay small. Every one of them has a different goal and purpose. So it's listening to what you're trying to do so that we not only get you the right structure for today, but hopefully you're setting something up that's scalable that allows you to grow into $500,000. And you know what? And if all you're trying to do is make $50,000 a year, that's okay too. It has a place. And one of the single biggest problems I keep running across is people having the wrong entity. Is they'll either have an entity that is inefficient and they're paying tens of thousands of dollars more in tax, or they have the opposite. They have the entity that's perfect if you're making $1 million, but you're not making $1 million. So now you're wasting a whole bunch of money on lawyers and accountants running the wrong type of entity. You can go both ways, and it all depends on where you are in the world.
So actually, that brings up an interesting question. If you, let's say you've gotten to business and you went down that path of setting up the wrong entity, at least from after 2 or 3 years, you either have changed the thought process of where you want your business to be, so you want to keep it small, or maybe you've decided you want to try to franchise it or make it or even extend it into a larger business so that you can someday sell it. Are there solutions for that? Or, I mean, is there a way you can modify or adjust the structure that you've originally created?
Absolutely. It's just a matter of how much paperwork's involved. I mean, if you have a partnership, you and a buddy, and you decide you're going to bring in 4 more people, well, that's a different situation than if you're going to solicit for investors. And again, back to you have your attorney, your CPA working for you. So everything can be adjusted. It's just making sure you're following the appropriate procedures and protocols for doing it. And changing the structure, unfortunately, one of the things that we see too is people start a business and they go, oh, I want to grow, so I need to go get capital. I need to go get people to invest in my company. And then they'll just start telling people, hey, I'm selling 10% of my company. Well, they think they're just changing their structure and they're growing the business, but actually what they're doing is they're soliciting for investment and the SEC then starts knocking on the door about how selling securities incorrectly. Their attorney or CPA would stop them if they were involved. But change is not a big deal as long as you understand that you're changing the right way and you're taking the proper steps.
Okay. And, you know, that brings up a interesting thought process that I have run into a couple of times with small, very small nonprofit companies or companies that want to be nonprofits but have not necessarily filed the paperwork to become the 501c. And when I've talked to them, of course, they say, well, there's too much paperwork involved. It takes too long. And as I sit down and talk with them, what they don't understand is that you're limiting yourself as to what you can really do for people, because you don't have that nonprofit classification. You're not going to get you lose a lot of activity that you could have from a corporate environment.
That's true. In fact, actually, we have a guy that has a personal mission. He's trying to help a bunch of people out in South America. He's raising funds and doing really wonderful things for some individuals and families that are down there, but he doesn't have an entity. And what's happened was he was asking people for money and saying, hey, can you also help me help these people? And while everybody in our neighborhood is wonderfully generous and you want to help, there's a certain moment where you're not going to cut a check $500 because you're tax deductible. And so we got him set up to the 501c3 and got him qualified. So now what happened, instead of just giving $500 that we thought would be an amazing help, he got thousands. Because he then said, hey, I'm a qualified organization. I can now make tax deduction for you by giving me this money. So these people that wanted to do it were then not only motivated to give what they wanted to, but actually gave more, which then supported his mission further and allowed him to accomplish the goals just because of that organization. Yes, the paperwork is a bit of a pain. It's the IRS coming. You're giving the IRS, so it's automatically paper intensive. But once you have it, it can really open some doors and opportunities and actually increase your mission.
And you know, the funny thing that has caught me off guard a couple of times when I've talked to people, we have a break here. We'll continue this discussion right after this break. It always catches up to me sometimes. This is Elliot Jolish. You're listening to the Elliot Jolish Hour, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
Matt Connerton here. Join Jen Coffey and I twice a week for Matt Connerton Unleashed, a political talk show that's a little different than what you're used to. No liberal or conservative agenda here, just an honest dialogue about truth and how things really work in the world of politics. Matt Connerton Unleashed, every Tuesday and Thursday night at 11 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake. The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back. This is Elliot Jolish. You're listening to the Elliot Jolish Hour on OM Times Radio. And we've been talking to Sean Duncan from SMD Consulting and Accounting. And I want to continue where we had kind of left off there a little bit, Sean, when we're talking about nonprofits. One of the things that really caught me off guard the first time I was talking to a small business owner that was looking for that didn't want to go down that path. He was a nonprofit, but didn't want to go down that path of becoming a regulatory type nonprofit going through the 501(c). And I said, well, why not? And he started, and I finally got down to the bottom of it. And he thought that if he became a nonprofit, he couldn't make any money. And I said, no, you don't understand what the word nonprofit means. It means you don't pay profits out to anybody. It doesn't mean you can't take a salary as working for that company. I said, there are a lot of nonprofits out there, and you would be surprised who some of them are. And I pointed out three or four of the larger nonprofits. And I said, go look and see what their officers make. And that cleared the air a little bit. So it's one of those things that people just have sometimes a misunderstanding. And of course, that's where I see of the value of myself as a coach and, of course, you as a CPA and providing business consulting services. That's where we're beneficial to our clients, to help them understand the right and sometimes not so right way of doing things. Mm-hmm. And I know you, we talked about this briefly here, that you've got a some type of seminar you're doing here, I think Friday, you said?
Yep, this Friday in the Frisco Chamber of Commerce. And you can usually find the information on my website. I got a few different URLs. The main one is smvaccounting.com. That's SMV for Sean Michael. If it's easier to remember, I also have morelands.com. You can use that one. The seminars, the pillars of business and tax mastery. I've taught this one for 6, 7, 8 years. And essentially what it is, when you own a business, sometimes you just don't know what you don't know. And that absolutely can light you in the event. Taxes are a perfect example. If you don't realize that there are other categories of taxes, I mean, everybody sort of knows, okay, I've got to file my income tax return. Did you know that you were eligible for employment tax deductions or sales tax or property tax? You know, in Texas, we don't have a state income tax. But actually, businesses do have a state income tax. And so these things sneak up on people. And so if, in a seminar, the whole concept is, all right, if you are not sure what you don't know, we're going to teach you what the entities are. We're going to teach you what the financial statements are at the most basic level, and then what their purpose is, and then what those categories of taxes are. Because I want to talk strategy. I want to work out plan. I want to work on your vision. But if I start rattling off jargon about, okay, we're going to take a guaranteed payment versus a wage, which is an owner's draw, but by the way, the employment tax is this, and I start doing accounting speak about you, you're missing the whole opportunity of the conversation. But if you cover this foundation, you know what your entity is and why, you know what your financials are telling you so you can be a better business owner, a better business manager, and you know what taxes you're responsible for, then we can actually move into meaningful conversations of strategy and planning. And that's sort of what this is. The seminar was created to fill those gaps. And I've had a million times with these classes where the very first section we're talking about entities, and one guy's rolling his eyes and like, oh, who doesn't know this? And the person next to him is feverishly scribbling notes and going, oh my gosh, I can't give up. But then the very next section we're talking about financial statements, the guy who's rolling his eyes is feverishly going crazy getting carpal tunnel while the guy next to him going, how could you not know what profit and loss statement is? And that's normal. If you're a business owner, whether you're a plumber, a lawyer, a doctor, you know your craft, you know your trade, but you didn't go to get a master's degree in accounting, you didn't take these classes. And let's fill that void of what you actually need to know. Because believe it or not, as a business owner, you are expected, not just hope, you are truly expected to understand your entity, your financials, and your taxes. And if you're talking to a banker to get the big loan and they say, okay, can I get a copy of your balance sheet? And you stare at them and say, well, here's my profit and loss. You don't get the loan. I mean, they're expecting you to understand what they're asking for. And that's sort of what I'm trying to do is empower the business owner to have a better understanding of the stuff you're expected to know so that the rest of the business world can have a conversation with you. And then you and I can start really layering the strategies. So that's the premise of the seminar. I've had it and I've spoken to the people I was far. I've spoken to the group, just talked to clients and bankers on the same topics, but it's essentially all these four questions that clients always ask and boil down into a single seminar so that we can walk that foundation into the value conversations.
So, okay, I've been told that there's a little bit of garbledness of coming over here. So I want to clean this up a little bit. The The seminar is on October 30th. It's here in Frisco, Texas, at the Chamber of Commerce office, if those of you who are listening that might be local. It's called the Pillars of Business and Tax Mastery Seminar. And it's an afternoon. It's like from 1 to 4. If there is an interest, you can feel free to, well, drop me an email at questions@ecjgroup.com, and I'll forward it on to Sean. Or you can reach Sean's office at 469-252-4547. Now, this is, and it's good for anybody in this area, of course. Of course, for somebody that's listening that's not in this area, obviously the seminar wouldn't help you right now. But I've talked to Sean a little bit about the idea, and it's something that I'm going to talk to him some more about probably next year, about looking at this as a possible webinar, because I think there's a lot of opportunities out there for business owners from everywhere that could benefit from the knowledge that Sean has. And we've talked about it briefly. He's got a lot of things on his plate. He's a growing business, which is great to see in this area. And it's still an idea that's kind of germinating. So where it goes, we don't know yet. And I might even try to work with him on this to do something. But in closing up here, for the next few minutes here, this next section here, for a small business owner that's not in this area, I mean, now you handle businesses everywhere in the world, right? It's not just here locally.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, of course, if we don't know the rule, like if you're operating a business in Canada, I'm not going to help you with tax returns. It's not what I'm trained in. But yeah, we have clients that are in different countries, different states. What's really funny is if you're 50 miles away, we're actually too far. But if you're 500 miles away, it's just fine because we do it all remote. There's an expectation when you're 50 miles away, which everybody's supposed to drive back and forth. That's just so much can be done with technology. I mean, we can email, we can fax, we can do Dropbox. There's a million different tools that we can communicate. I've actually had clients, funny as it sounds, I have never met face to face.
Oh, I understand that completely. I really do.
Amazing relationships. They refer more clients to us. And again, it's funny that one guy I'm thinking right now, I've been a client for 8 years, never met him face to face. We tried, and it's just travel schedules being what they are. But he's continued to refer clients to us because it works really, really well. We've saved him a lot and built some structures from his own business. And he's thrilled.
Well, and I want to reiterate that with technology these days through Skype and Dropbox and software programs like JoinMe and LogMeIn, these are all tools that even I use with a couple of clients that I have. Now, I've met my clients in this particular case because I go out and visit them a couple of times during the year. But it's not unusual for me to do about 90% of my work without having to actually even interface with them. And I do some coaching on it. I do some technology work because I have a technology background, and I even dip into the accounting area a little bit because he has a CPA, but I'm cheaper than his CPA. And so I acquiesce, and I'm just doing some of the bookkeeping stuff for him to help him keep stuff straight. And I let his accountant handle all the tax stuff. And, I've suggested, in fact, I've even suggested he find a new one that's more local to where he is, or if not local to where he is, at least cheaper. And he hasn't thought that one through yet, but there's an opportunity there maybe, Sean. I'll have to introduce you next time he's in town because he comes to town occasionally. But I want to, again, thank you for joining us. Sean here is, as I said, he's been a good friend for the last almost 3.5 years now, I think. And I've seen his business just blossom, and he's a fantastic individual and runs a wonderful company here and has helped a lot of businesses in this area. I would say if you have questions from an accounting standpoint and you don't have an account, feel free to reach out to Sean. His contact information, check out smdaccounting.com. For his website and for his contact information, feel free to drop me an email at questions@ecjgroup.com if you need more information about it. And I can't stress enough how important it is that whether you are just starting your business or whether you've been in business for, 5, even 10 years, that you've got to pay attention to your accounting structure. You've got to make sure that your records are in good order. so that you know what the status. I mean, who knows? Tomorrow somebody may walk into your business and say, I want to buy you out. And if you don't have that information in front of you, you wouldn't even know where to start. And, you know, some of these people will come in and say, well, you know, you got an hour to tell me what you want for the business. And if you don't have your numbers intact, that could be a very costly event, because you could either overprice it and he won't take it. You could underprice it and he's got a steal, or you wouldn't even know where to start, and you've lost out on an opportunity. So again, Sean, I want to thank you for joining us today. It's been a very enlightening half hour here. And again, I cannot stress to my listeners the importance of having the appropriate CPA and accounting structures. They have the wherewithal, especially in the U.S. here, where you've got tax laws you have to be concerned about. As I always tell my clients, you don't need to be scared of them. You just have to be knowledgeable of them. And you have to understand how they work. And when you get that letter, it doesn't mean that you've done something wrong. It's just a letter usually seeking more information. Now, occasionally they'll add some money to it just to get your attention. Right, Sean?
Yeah, in fact, actually, the state agencies are funnier about that. They just go ahead and do default penalties just to get your attention, knowing that that's a bogus penalty, but they at least got your attention. And a lot of times, in fact, if you think of it this way, an audit is a teacher grading papers.
Yes.
He or she needs to know, how did you arrive at the solution? And you're probably right. It's just they need to have a better understanding of why you did that. And that's the scary thing about it, is people are automatically assuming you're in trouble. And really, if you're not, they just wanted to check your work. And that's where, if you're not sure how you arrived at it, you really need to have a CPA in the middle, or an EA. And that's another designation that's important to be aware of, to represent you in front of them, so that you're not having to deal with those questions and having them back into the court.
Well, we have another break. Again, Sean, I want to thank you for joining us. You're listening to the Elliot Jolish Hour. I am Elliot Jolish. You're listening on Ohm Times Radio, and we'll be right back after these messages. Thank you, Sean. Appreciate it.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Ohm Times. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Ohm Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Ohm Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Do you want to be a better communicator? Do you want to better connect with the important people in your life? Do you want to enrich your relationships? If so, join me, Matthew Cooper, on the Positive Control System show every Wednesday evening at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Ohm Times Radio. I'll meet you there.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking.
You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Ohm Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.ohmtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Ohm Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business. Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Ohm Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back. This is Elliot Jolish. You're listening to the Elliot Jolish Hour on Ohm Times Radio. And again, I'm the business therapist. And I want to thank Sean Duncan for joining us for the last half hour and talking about accounting and what a CPA does and what his services are. And it's very important, I find, and I tell my clients this, that it's very important you have an accountant, in a manner of speaking, on your payroll as a professional provider. Now, obviously, you're not paying them on your payroll, but they're gonna invoice you, and you have to understand the importance that they're gonna help you, particularly from a tax standpoint. Now, do you need them from a bookkeeping standpoint? That depends on your business. When you're first starting up, there's a potential that you might be able to do your own books for a while, but I always tell people that you pick the points, so the you pick the areas that you are best at, and you do that. And then you figure out what your value is. In other words, if I calculate my worth to be $50 an hour and I can hire a bookkeeper for $25 an hour, then why am I doing the books? Give it to the bookkeeper. Now, when you're first starting out, that may be complicated if you don't have enough funds. But that's one of the biggest problems I always see when in talking to clients, is that they get into business underfunded and don't look at the whole idea behind cash flow, which is an extremely important situation, that you have to understand where's your money coming, how's it going in, where's it going out. It doesn't matter. You could have, you know, $1 million in sales, but if it doesn't flow through your cash flow, that you have cash in hand when you need it for your expenses, that cripples you. Now, there are some solutions. And obviously, if you have income, if you have gross sales of $1 million, assuming you, and we'll say you have a 20% margin, so you're going to have some net profit, then you have a viable solution of going to a bank and borrowing against that to get a working capital loan. But again, without an accountant to help you prepare the necessary documents that are needed, that's going to create some issues, some huge issues. So it's extremely important that as I say, and I talk to all my clients about that, that when whether you're just starting up or whether you've been in business for